One of the departures since we've last talked was Josh Reynolds. He signed in Denver, a 2-year deal. Does that cause you any concern about the depth at receiver? Because right now you've got, obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown, which we know at some point this year he's going to be extended. Jamison Williams now becomes your number two receiver. And you could label those however you want. You've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamison Williams. But then there's, I mean, obviously Khalif Raymond, but you've got a little bit of a drop-off. How much of a need do the Lions have to find another productive receiver? DPJ is there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty high, I think, right? You need guys. And look, we also talked about, hey, Jamison Williams is expected to take a big jump, right? This is going to be his first time going into a season. I don't want to jinx it, but hopefully going into the full offseason and training camp with nothing lingering over his head, whether it being an injury or whether last year, you know, being the looming suspension. So I think the expectations for him in going into year three are, dude, you're the guy now, right? We've lost a couple players, but we need you to kind of pick up the slack and show us that we're going to be fine, right? The trade-off is fair, if not better. That being said, though, I think this is still a big area of need for them. DPJ, I mean, last year, I don't really – the expectations weren't high, right? Coming in halfway through the season. I mean, it is difficult to kind of pick up, and he made a couple nice plays at points down the stretch for this team. He might be a guy that can step up and take over that Josh Reynolds type role, the third down or the third receiver coming out of the other side
and bigger body,
getting some one-on-ones and making some plays. Maybe he could be that guy, but I think wide receiver, you definitely need to look at it. And there might be a reason too. We talked about corners kind of being a deep draft this year. Receivers seem to be extremely deep in this year's draft. And I think that was a reflection on kind of the free agency period where you didn't see a whole lot of going on with the receivers. You didn't really see a whole lot of the trade movement with receivers this year as we saw in the past. And I think a lot of that too is because there really seemed to be a lot of really high-end receivers in this draft, not even first-round guys, but second- and third-round guys that I think teams are looking at to say he might be the 12th best receiver, but maybe last year he might've been the third best receiver, right? So we can get a guy, hope maybe in the second or third round, that can come in and be a day one guy that we know we can count on. So I think teams are still thinking that way as well. And which kind of, you know, and I know we're going to get into the mock drafts. We still got a couple weeks until the draft actually starts. But I wouldn't be surprised if they take a receiver at 29. You know what I mean? I think that with the way that the board can go, I think there's probably 5 or 6 receivers that might have a top 10 grade. Now, depending on how the board falls and you have other teams that reach, whether it be for quarterback, offensive lineman, defensive lineman, the premier positions, that could bounce one of those guys back to the late 20s. And maybe Brad Holmes said, look, I think this guy's the best, one of the 12 best players in this draft. That's a no-brainer, right? And if it comes at receiver, I wouldn't have a problem with that. So I think they're going to address it. I think you have to address it. And much like